Iran has been holding these military exercises, as we say, for the past 10 days and threatening to close a key oil route. Does it only have itself to blame, though, for latest sanctions?
Not at all. I mean, even if you look at the U.S. presidential candidate Ron Paul has been saying, he says that the sanctions on the Iranian central bank by the American government is effectively an act of war. So it is really the Americans that are being provocative. They are trying to make ordinary Iranians suffer. At the same time, you see senior American officials and politicians constantly calling for the assassination of Iranian scientists, of Iranian military commanders, of politicians, and the constant threat of attacking and bombing the country. So really the problem lies with the United States. The maneuvers in the Persian Gulf are basically to show the United States that Iran is strong and can protect itself, and it is basically the only way in which to force the United States to recognize that certain lines just simply shouldn't be crossed.
Okay, we see these maneuvers, but practically speaking, does Iran actually have the ability to carry out any threat of closing the Strait of Hormuz?
Well, remember, just like an ordinary human being, if you try to make it a human being suffocate, there will be a severe response. If the Americans and its allies try to make the Iranian economy suffocate, the Iranians will have no option but to respond in a severe manner. And the Iranians are far stronger than the Americans would like to admit. Just recently, they brought down and captured the most sophisticated drone in the U.S. military. The Iranians have blinded a CIA satellite. And if you recall, in the 2006 war, the Israelis made the very same miscalculation. They attacked Lebanon thinking that it would be a walkover, but they were soundly defeated by Hezbollah. So the only difference, though, here is that this is a region where an extraordinarily large amount of oil and gas goes through. And if there is insecurity in the region, it's not just the Strait of Hormuz. If there is a conflict in the Persian Gulf, tankers will be at risk, oil installations will be at risk. War is hell. So it's not at all just the Strait of Hormuz. And this instability will go beyond the Persian Gulf. It will, I think, oil exports and gas exports will be at risk in Central Asia and throughout the Middle East. And there will be a lot of backlash from the public throughout the region.
So given what you say then, is a real war in the region possible?
I personally think that it is doubtful, but the problem is that the United States is pushing this conflict, this confrontation in a direction which is becoming dangerous. And if the United States bullies other countries into blockading Iranian oil exports, or bullies countries and stop them from buying Iranian oil, then, and if countries in the region like Saudi Arabia, for any reason, go along with such a project, even though it's highly unlikely they'll be able to do so because the Saudis really don't have that much excess capacity for producing oil. But if they go down this road, then, as Ron Paul said, this would be considered an act of war, and they cannot simply expect the Iranians to sit back and to be hurt and damaged and not do anything in response.
Well, the tensions are certainly ratcheting up, aren't they? I mean, Western states are really piling on the pressure. Just today, the French foreign ministry said that the missile tests by Iran were a bad sign. What's the next step after sanctions that the West might take then?
Well, it is extraordinary that the French would say this, yet they're completely silent when the Americans constantly actually threaten Iran with bombing the country. They're silent when Western governments try to sanction the Iranian central bank. That means what the Americans and the Europeans are basically trying to do is to prevent ordinary Iranians from living an ordinary lifestyle, from living like ordinary human beings. They want people in Iran to suffer. That's what they did in Gaza, and that's what they're doing in Syria, too. That's what the sanctions in Syria are all about. It's interesting, just recently, a couple of days ago, the Qataris, they had funded polls in Syria, which just came out, and they show that the majority of Syrians actually support the current president. And this is a biased Qatari-funded poll. Yet this, you do not see this in the Western press. So while the majority of Syrians actually back the president, the Americans are forcing the people of the country to suffer. This is inhuman. This is pretty barbaric. And the Europeans and the Americans, they allow themselves to punish ordinary people, yet they...
We understand the point there, but sticking to Iran, though, I mean, these sanctions isolate Iran and have a negative effect on its economy and, as you say, maybe on its people as well. But will Iran get to a point where it thinks it has nothing to lose and become even more audacious?
Well, first of all, despite American and European attempts to hurt the Iranian economy is actually growing. If you look at recent IMF reports, the Iranian economy is growing faster than European economies and the American economy. So far, the sanctions have not that sort of have not had the effect that the Americans wanted them to. The Iranians want stability, and the Iranians want reason to prevail. The problem is that the United States is behaving in an irrational manner by constantly threatening the country. If the United States behaves in a more humane manner, if it becomes more reasonable, and for example, the Russian proposal to the step-for-step proposal to resolve the nuclear issue, if the Americans actually see that as a way out, then I think there is a solution. But the problem is that many, in the eyes of many Iranians, the Americans really do not want the nuclear issue to be resolved, because they simply do not recognize Iran as an independent state, because Iran opposes American hegemony.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. Well, that was Saeed Mohammed Mirandi from the University of Tehran joining us there. Thank you.